This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 6th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Talley. The nation's corn crop 36% planted as of Sunday, as reported by the National Ag Statistics Service this afternoon. That's a 9-point improvement over last week, but 3 points behind the 5-year average, 6 points behind last year. Soybean planting was a fourth done on intended acres, 13 points better than last week, 4 points better than the 5-year average. USDA says 12% of the corn crop has emerged, with 9% of the soybean crop up and growing. Widespread rain will likely hinder planting progress this week, limiting the number of days farmers will be able to enter their fields. Weather reports from Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul suggest soybean crops have suffered from heavy rains and flooded fields. Crop scouts suggest a fourth of the state's crop remained unharvested when between 5 and 20 inches of rain fell in the region. Reports from that area suggest losses will be noted to both the quality and the overall quantity of the crop. Reports from the region suggest losses will be noted to both quality and size of the crop. Thousands displaced in the storms, 75 reported dead, and over 100 reported missing. Analyst Agrel says the market will soon discover the Brazilian harvest is far from the 155 million tons estimated by USDA. Well, the first day of the celebration of modern agriculture on the National Mall is in the books. Bill Hurley with AgCo and chair of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers Agriculture Sector says the industry has seen consolidation, but it's also seen collaboration to bring about even smarter machines.
The amount of collaboration with various different types of companies, you know, that have very specific expertise in a particular area, you know, or a particular type of technology, has advanced. And you just look today at the number of startups in this space is staggering. And I think that is just a tremendous opportunity. It's a very, very positive thing for the ag industry as a whole.
Hurley believes the equipment industry is developing tools to help farmers meet their objectives.
I believe that equipment and technology solutions that are being delivered today are truly ones that will solve the challenges that our world faces tomorrow in regards to our ability to feed a growing population, to be able to fuel the world and to do so in a much more sustainable way.
So if you're in the D.C. area tomorrow or Wednesday, Hurley invites you to see and discuss the technology behind the machines on display.
I know that with what people can learn, what they will see on the mall will definitely be able to show that ag is a huge part of the sustainability solution going forward, significant part. And I think that, you know, sums up to me what the celebration of modern ag on the National Mall event is really all about.
In the 1990s, global positioning satellites began a precision agriculture revolution. In the 90s, grid field sampling boasted 2-acre prescriptions. Today, Hurley says with advanced optics and artificial intelligence, the grids are much, much smaller.
Let's face it, there's technology today, you know, truly, Jeff, to where you're managing by individual seeds.
Bill Hurley is our guest on AgriPulse Open Mic, available this week at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th, on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Galley.